Hello everyone, it's VR Podcasting, Paul Hopkins. Not really sure why I'm recording this, boo. Well, if you hear it, you'll know that I've decided to put it up. Yeah, that's it. I'm sort of looking at Audio Boo and I see a boo from Pilgrim Chris saying, why do you boo? Which is probably the question I'm more interested in, to be honest, rather than the other part to his boo, which was like, it's an experiment and unfollow me if you want. And I did listen to that because I just thought, well, yeah, okay, I'm curious. But I don't understand, like, well, I can answer why I boo, but I don't understand what this need for, it feels like there's almost a need for some kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? A need for some kind of, duration or and there's another word I'm looking for, I'll think of it in a minute. Affirmation, aha, that's the one. There's a need for affirmation from you, Chris, and I don't quite get it, to be honest. You know, why should I listen to all your boos? You know, if they're interesting to me, then I'll listen. So that's why you get a lot of listens sometimes, or people get a lot of listens but not many comments. It's also difficult to comment on a boo if you're going from your iPhone. I'm not going to go onto the site. I mean, for one, it doesn't respond very well to VoiceOver in my case. And even if it did, I've got to go from the Audio Boo platform, which is the app itself, onto the site, find your boo, comment on it. I'm not going to, really. Or it's less likely that I'm going to. I must say I've had some people that have made the effort to comment on mine. And by gosh, it is an effort. You have to make an effort. And I thank those people that have commented on my boos, those that have. Fantastic. Thank you. I really appreciate it because I know that it's a special effort. You have to actually go make an effort, unless you're listening to it online, of course, via a PC or a laptop. I don't know what the Android version of Boo is looking like in regard to putting comments, but you can't post comments directly. The most you'll get from me, probably, because the amount of boos I listen to, is that I like a boo. And I didn't look through my like boos to see if I like any of yours, Chris, but that's not neither here nor there in one sense. If I don't want to listen to you boo, then that's my prerogative. If I listen and comment, that's my prerogative. If I listen and don't comment, that's my prerogative. Audio Boo, then I'm coming on second, as it were, for me. But the Audio Boo for me is just that if people like what I put up there, then that's great. If they don't, that's fine. Then unlikely to tell me either way, unless it's something that really irks them or inspires them, whichever way around you want to put it, whichever is the thing that is happening. And that's that. I put audio up for a diary, partly. I love audio, always have. So to me, audio is just an audio booing and putting up something publicly is almost like an extension of what I was doing all my life anyway, which is making audio. Oh gosh, I mean, how far do you want to go back, you know, on cassettes and whatnot? I just get the feeling this is unnecessary, Chris, to be honest. And I'm sure you'll defend yourself admirably. And you'll probably get cross with me or something, I don't know. But it's your prerogative, I suppose. I'm responding to something that you've asked a question on, and you may or may not like it. What's this whole thing about what I want to engage with people and have conversations and debates or whatever? Well, you do. You're quite capable of debate and conversation. And, you know, you already earlier on in your booze, I saw earlier on you were talking about things that you said you hadn't said in an earlier conversation that had a response, and maybe it's what you're doing with the response. I mean, you know, you were wanting to put rights and inaccuracies, I suppose, which is your prerogative, but you chose to do that publicly, so you kind of berated the person that did say what they said, just because they said it publicly. Was it necessary to fuel the debate further potentially, or fuel the argument further in your own mind, and massage your frustration and anger publicly when you could have responded privately to the person? I don't know. It's an interesting one. I think audio mood just is what it is, mate, to be honest. And, you know, we're all voices talking, and it can be the wilderness until you start seeing, if you know, I don't really look to see how many people have played my booze, to be honest. And I don't quite know who listens to them. I just like to make a public, it's a public record of what I'm doing at the time, in as much as I choose to reveal that part of my life. There's lots of other bits of my life, obviously, that don't come onto audio boo. Think you're probably making too much of it, to be honest, is what I see from this. Why should I follow you, or why should I respond to this in any other way than what I've already said? Why should I? It doesn't mean anything. If I follow you, you wouldn't even know necessarily. Or are you going to call me? You know, are you going to, who are you going to call? People who don't speak to you? I mean, what's that all about? Or people that you think don't listen to you, or people that don't respond to your boos? Well, so what? You know, if you're unfollowing people for that reason, then you're going to end up with probably quite a small list, which is maybe what you want. So, I don't know. Just throwing some thoughts out there. They're thoughts that have just sort of surfaced as I listen to you boo in a semi kind of fascinated, oh my gosh, what's all this about then? That's all it means to me. It's not something that's going to vex me at all. It's not something that's going to challenge me. It's not some kind of, I don't see this experiment, as you call it, as some great big, you know, some great big fanfare as to a new dawn of something. You know, maybe it is to you, but I don't get it. I don't see the point in protesting, really, is what it seems like to me. But cool, I'm sure you'll come back to me, and I'll be very interested to see how you respond. I think the challenge is not to respond too reactively and too defensively, because I think that's your starting point, and I think it's unnecessary. But I don't quite get what you're trying to do, really, or what you're trying to achieve. I think audio boo is what it is. And just enjoy it. Just throw stuff up there if you want. And if people listen to it, you know, I mean, I must say, you know, sometimes I might have a sort of internal surprise at some things that I put up on audio boo that I think, oh, I thought I might have got more feedback than that, or more comment than that. But, you know, like the song Claire and I did last night when we put it up, I don't think that this Heart of the World thing, people, I don't know how many people listen to it. I think I've probably played it the most times, but I'm unlikely to get comments from it. I get a couple, and that's great. If people don't, they don't. But it's a public way of saying this is something that can be kept, that says if anyone wanted to know anything about me, they could, you know, see debates on all sorts of things I've said, things I've, you know, talked about, songs I've performed, stuff I've done in various locations. And that's good. I'm just me. I'm a presence on the internet that if people want to follow and find out about, they can. If they don't, they don't need to. They don't need to interact with me. They don't need to say anything. If they choose to, that's lovely. In fact, that's a great example. I least expected. I simply sent a Foursquare yesterday to say that I was eating at Rib Shack in this place called Rib Shack, near where Claire lives. And I got a response from someone in America saying, oh, and a comment on the Florida. They'd actually gone to the trouble of not only clicking the Foursquare comment that I'd made, but clicking into the menu of the restaurant I was at and saying that you can't beat Florida, whatever it was, Florida or something. Some Florida, was it a burger? I don't know. And saying that, and they would have that if they were there, and so I just thought, wow, that's awesome. So someone in America is almost like saying, well, yes, the English, obviously the menu looked pretty American to them, and they were commenting on what they would have if they were there. Totally unexpected, but did I expect it in the first place? No. Did I mind? No. I was just checking in. That was all. Checking into Foursquare, earning a couple of points, and the biggest surprise when someone tweeted and said, oh, I would have had this, and they were in America. And I just thought, awesome. And that's all. It was as simple as that. And now I've acknowledged that person on audio boo, it would appear. But anyway, I'll leave it with you. Bye.